forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sand Point above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's mass deportation plan is underway. Yesterday, federal agents say they arrested roughly 1,000 people across the U.S. Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman, who covers immigration, spoke to NPR about reports of migrants being swept up in raids who are neither the convicted criminals nor the national security threats federal agents say thereafter.
When the government is aiming to drive up its numbers, the easiest people to arrest are people who are typically not criminals, people who are just sort of, you know, law-abiding members of the community, other than the fact that they've entered the country illegally. Some of the targets here are actually people who believed that they entered the country legally under a Biden administration program called CBP-1. Trump is now moving to strip those people of their temporary status that they gained under Biden and deport them as well.
The Wall Street Journal's Michelle Hackman speaking to NPR's Here and Now. The Senate's holding confirmation hearings for more of President Trump's cabinet nominees this week. Here's NPR's Barbara Sprunt.
The Senate is scheduled to vote on Treasury nominee Scott Bessent this evening and advance the nomination of Sean Duffy to lead the Transportation Department. This comes as other high-profile nominees are working their way through Senate committee hearings and votes. On Wednesday, the Judiciary Committee will vote on the nomination of Pam Bondi to be Attorney General. The nomination for Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will appear before two committees this week. On Thursday, FBI Director nominee Kash Patel will appear before the Judiciary Committee, and Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard will go before the Intelligence Committee. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
Foreign dignitaries are visiting Auschwitz today to commemorate 80 years since the Nazi concentration camp's liberation. NPR's Lauren Frey reports Britain's King Charles is among the guests.
This is the first visit to Auschwitz of any British head of state, and the Royal Palace says it's a deeply personal pilgrimage for King Charles. In 1943, the king's grandmother saved a Jewish family by hiding them in Nazi-occupied Athens. But he also had a great uncle who was suspected of Nazi sympathies. Before visiting Auschwitz, the king spoke at a Jewish charity event in Krakow, Poland.
The act of remembering the evils of the past remains a vital task.
Charles's son, Prince William, is commemorating Holocaust Memorial Day at a separate event in London with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 289 points to end the day at 44,713. The NASDAQ closed down 612 points, or more than 3%. This is NPR News. A new study finds people who take time to prepare before a major surgery by focusing on good nutrition and other steps can significantly increase the likelihood of a good recovery. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on the top three pre-habilitation strategies.
If you're getting ready for a surgery, such as a joint replacement or another major operation, you may want to ask your healthcare providers about pre-habilitation. The new study finds a combination of movement, increasing your protein intake, and mentally preparing for surgery can significantly reduce the risk of complications, says study author Dr. Dan McIsaac of the University of Ottawa.
No matter what type of surgery you're preparing for, there's likely a benefit from prehabilitation.
For instance, the research shows people who do strength building and other forms of physical activity in the month or two before surgery can reduce their risks by as much as 40%, often decreasing hospital stays and making a meaningful improvement in how they experience their recovery. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
In the U.S., tax filing season is officially underway. The Internal Revenue Service says, as of today, it's accepting returns for the 2024 tax year. On its website, the IRS is promoting more tax filing options and fraud alerts to help taxpayers with their returns, which the agency predicts will surpass 140 million this season. However, the agency is recommending people go with a trusted tax pro to avoid possible scams. People have until April 15th to file their tax returns. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, west winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory today and Tuesday. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northwest 25 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southwest 20 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with snow showers and freezing spray. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today and Tuesday. Today, west winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with snow. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, becoming northwest 30 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet, building to 8 in the afternoon, with snow and freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today and Tuesday. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 11 feet with snow and freezing spray. Tonight, south winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet with snow and freezing spray. And tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet with snow and freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, areas of blowing snow in the morning, widespread snow showers in the morning, then numerous snow showers in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches, highs in the teens to lower 30s, west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered snow showers, then numerous snow showers after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 2 inches, lows in the 10 to 25 above, southwest winds 15 miles an hour. And Tuesday, numerous snow showers, areas of blowing snow in the afternoon, snow accumulation can be up to 4 inches, highs in the lower 20s to mid-30s, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:01 a.m. at 5 feet 9 inches, a low at 6:24 a.m. at 4 feet 3 inches, a high at 12:14 at 7 feet 11 inches, and a low tonight at 7:41, a minus tide of 10 inches. Your sun rose at 9:41 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:08, giving us 8 hours and 27 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Lou Reed's up next with Wagon Wheel, and then Gary Merrick with Guitar Talk, Love and Drums, and then the Summer 69, huge hit by Brian Adams, all coming at you on KSTP.
Won't you be my wagon wheel? danger, danger. Just kick her in the head and rearrange her. Oh, Heavenly Father, what can I do? What she's done to me is making me crazy. Oh, Heavenly Father, I know I have sinned, but look where I've been, it's making me lazy. Baby, how does it feel?
my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now. The summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey. Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my evenings down at the drive-in, and that's when I met you, yeah. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that you'd wait forever. Oh, when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life. Oh, yeah. Back in the summer of 69. Oh!
And the Bronski Beat is with us next, and they're going to do Why. After that, Marshall Crenshaw with Whenever You're On My Mind, and then Corey Hart with Never Surrender.
Broken line on the feeling. Just a little more time is all we're asking for. 'Cause just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down. Nobody wants to know you now, and nobody wants to show you how. So if you're lost and on your own, you can never surrender. And if your path won't lead you home, you can never surrender. No one can take away your right to fight and to never surrender. With a little perseverance, you can get things done. Without a blind adherence that has conquered some, and nobody wants to know you now, and nobody wants to show you how. So if you're lost and on your own, you can never.
Who's that girl? She's got it. We're going to find out. That's a Flock of Seagulls piece. And then, yes, with Owner of a Lonely Heart and the White Snake. Is this love?
Who's that girl? You are the star.
Yeah, we have Kiss coming up next with Deuce, and then a little bit of you too, but I still haven't found what I've been looking for.
You wanted the best! You got the best! The hottest band in the world! Kiss! We'll be right back.
This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamula, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun, we are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Home of the best music in the Aleutian Islands, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP.
And Human League, doing human, will take us to the top of the hour.
I'm made.
Thank you.